Okay, a special Shaman's Den tonight, because we have as our special guest Leni Stern from New York, here in the studio in Berkeley.
So let me tell you about this song. I wrote this song in New Orleans. Actually, I got the idea for this song in New Orleans, because in New Orleans, there's a lot of street musicians, a lot more than in other cities I've seen. And when I was staying there, I was doing the Jazz Fest, and we had a house where we invited all the friends, and we would just go and hang out, hear jazz, and go sit in the gospel tent and hear all these great choirs they had. And right in front of our house, mainly in the evening when the fest closed down and all the people would stream down the streets into the city to get food, there were these three young boys, and they were tap dancing. They were between six and maybe the oldest one was 12 years old. And they were tap dancing, and they had this real, you know, that real New Orleans groove that only there they have. And even these little kids had them. I mean, some of my drummers in New York would have thought, like, what the hell was this? So I went with my cassette recorder and with my little friend Shashi, who is from New Orleans. I went out on the street and I tried to be discreet and I recorded them. And because, you know, I believe in paying musicians when they perform, I put a $20 bill in their head. And that was the biggest mistake of all, because a fight broke loose. The biggest one, the 11-year-old, went and grabbed the money and stuck it in his pocket. And then they played. I mean, they did a really good performance. But my little friend, Shashi, was like, he said, like, the little one didn't get anything. The little one didn't get anything, he said. And I said, like, all right, Shashi, calm down. Put another $5 and gave it to the littlest one. And the big boy's trying to take it away from him. And Shashi was trying to get in the middle. So I'm holding Shashi back. And it's like, oh, my God, this is typical stupid white tourist is trying to, like, go and like, find, like, some kind of, like, social justice here. And it never, ever works that way. And so finally, I gave everybody $5 again. I mean, that was a very expensive band I got myself in. Like,
you are a E. A, easy, T, O, U, touch. I will, R, E, remember that?
Well, anyway, finally, we got peace and they did a beautiful performance after things had calmed down. And when I came home and listened to the tapes, my husband Michael said, like, what's that on your tape? And when I listened to it closer, I heard this little voice on the tape that was screaming in the background saying, ice cold water, $1, ice cold water, $1. And I remember it was a little girl that was sitting on the street. You know, they were selling all kinds of beignets and chicory coffee, and she was selling water. She was a fat little thing sitting across the street. And while all this was going on, these, like, kids were, like, stealing and fighting and almost beating each other up. She was just sitting on the thing going, ice cold water, $1, ice cold water. So I wrote a song for her, and it's called Ice Cold Water, $1. When the sun comes up in New Orleans and the last of the bands goes home to sleep, I push my car down Bourbon Street. I get some ice, I get something to eat. I sit on my spot, I wait for the heat. Come 11, I start to holler, ice cold water, $1. My brother is tall, he's as smart as can be. He cuts up beer cans, sticks them to his feet. He taps with his friends on the corner of the street. I can hear them fighting for the money he keeps. I have to admit, he's a thief. Me, I sit on my spot and holler, ask cold water, $1. What's good is bad, what's bad is good. Here come the rich poor. There goes the neighborhood. One side of the sky is full of rain. The other side is full of light. Here come the thunder. The devil must be beating his wife. When the sun goes down over the bayou, the city wakes up, the day is through. The pretty girls put on their dancing shoes. The hustlers and the whores are waiting for you. The moon comes up, I got nothing left to do. So I pack up my stuff and stop the holler. Ice cold water, $1.
L, you, lover, is, W, O, R, worth it, just for this, it's worth having lover just for this.
Thank you. Yeah.
L, you, lover, P, plays, everything, but your, C, your CDs, R, is, in, in our car. Lover plays everything, but your one CD is just has a permanent place in our car.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You are like me, A, J, A, C, jack of all trades.
Well, a little bit, but I'm mainly a musician.
But you, S, T, A, started your own label? Oh, you started in R.A.D. Radical Theater?
Yes, I did. I did. I know what you mean. I started as an actress in a theater group, in a radical theater group in Germany. Playing guitar and singing was always sort of part of me. So my brothers used to say, if you don't know where Leni is, like, just look for the guitar. She'll be like anywhere near there. But I did go to acting school. And in acting school, I found other people that thought like me. We didn't want to audition and become normal actors. So we wanted to write plays about things that matter to us. And we were very influenced by the Bread and Puppet Theater and the Living Theater and the La Mama Theater here in America.
We, me, me too.
Yeah, it was a whole new theater that came up. A theater that wasn't like talking heads, people just speaking, but it was a theater that used the whole body and was influenced by things from all over the world. I'm not acting right now, I'm mostly playing guitar. But I wouldn't mind acting again or being in a theater. I really love that experience.
How did you? S E G segue into J A jazz.
Wow. I was born in Munich in Germany. And, you know, I think about this nowadays because our troops are occupying Iraq and the American troops were in Germany. And they, after World War II, they stayed. Actually, they're still over there. They still have their army bases.
Frank lived in Germany because his dad was in the Air Force. Oh. So he lived on a base in Germany.
Oh, he lived on a base.
Yeah.
Which city?
Bitburg?
Bitburg, yeah, I know there is an army base there. Munich had an army base too, and they had Radio Free Europe there, which was trying to go into the communist countries and tell them that we got it and they don't. But they also played American jazz. So we got to hear that on the radio, and they had a big band, and a lot of Americans that didn't want to really be soldiers, but they had no choice but being... were in those bands, and great musicians were in those bands. Mel Waldron, they played with John Coltrane, was in Munich. I actually don't know if he came with the army. When I went to hear him, he wasn't in the army anymore. But so jazz was really big in Munich, and it was definitely like the cool thing to do. If like a guy would ask you out to go to to hear some jazz, that was it. You know, you'd like so what are you up to? So like, yeah, Johnny's taking me to hear some jazz. That was as good as it got. That. So but from that it grew into like a real love of jazz and I mean jazz to this day to me is like the cool part.
We just finished watching Ken Burns' jazz series.
Oh, yeah.
We just finished it. Yeah,
that was a great thing.
We
liked
that.
That was a great thing.
Yeah.
That was a great thing. But I also listened to my brother's blues collection. I have actually five brothers, and one of them is a piano player, and he had a lot of English blues. The real American roots blues I discovered when I came here. But I don't know, somewhere along the line, I had this idea that I wanted to live in New York. And since I had this love for jazz, and I was writing for the theater, I became the musical director of the theater group. So that's how I segued into becoming a musician. And also, I was just talking with my sax player about that today. It seems that even here in America, a lot of actors form bands. Like Keanu Reeves plays in the band.
Yes. Russell Crowe.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
That's
band.
What he was before.
That's what he. Yeah, he actually was a rocker, became actor.
Yes.
But what is it?
Kevin Bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton.
B-U-S. Gary Busey.
Gary Busey?
He played Buddy Holly.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, I was one of those cases. But I really wanted to be taken seriously because, you know, the musicians don't really take those actors. They sort of tolerate them. But in most cases, they're like better actors than they are musicians. But I mean, look at Courtney Love. She's a great actress and she's a great rocker. So sometimes it's like just, it's not that different, acting and playing music. I mean, there is a different skill involved, but...
I do. You do. Frank does both.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It goes together well. It's a similar thing. It's the, you know, the storytelling element, especially since I started using words in my music. For a while I didn't use any words because English wasn't my first language. Mm-hmm. German was, and then French. Mm. So I didn't know what to say or how to say it. But then I figured it out.
Before, I... R, E, A, read your bio. I, T, thought you were A, G, R, a great S, I, singer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Before you read her bio, you thought she was a great singer.
And then?
And then what happened? They said, you are a G great. A great musician, a great guitarist. So he didn't realize that that was the emphasis. Just hearing your records.
Thank you.
Not knowing anything about you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. I. K. N. Know. How. How to. F. L. A. Flatter.
You do. You certainly do. Got me.
But he meant it. He also meant it. Yeah. That is the key to F. Flattery is to mean it.
True.
Yeah. Will you P play M play more?
Sure.
Yes.
Actually, I my eyes fell on that picture of Rachel Corey. Just behind you, Frank. And I, about a year ago, I was sitting in an outdoor cafe in Austin, Texas. I had been playing at the big music fair, South by Southwest. Mm. And I finally managed to find my girlfriend. You know, it's a big zoo and everybody's running around and there's hundreds and hundreds of people in town and all musicians. And I finally found my girlfriend in a restaurant. We sat down and we had some Mexican food. And she got a call from Rachel's best friend. Her mother was her best friend, and the girl had just found out that Rachel had died. And that's how I found out about Rachel. Should we tell the story of Rachel?
Yeah.
She was
go ahead.
She went to Palestine to be a human shield to protect the only well. And as I see here, the house of a physician that helped the Palestinians. And she got killed when a bulldozer that tried to bulldoze the house in the well ran over her just as she was trying to get up and get out of the way. And I was just sitting outside in this restaurant and I was speechless. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do, and we had all these crying women there, and I didn't really know how to comfort anybody because it seemed so... From so many angles, it seemed so useless. The guy that ran over her was a kid. And I think, actually, that upset me the most was that the next day there was a little line about this big in the New York Times mentioning that an American had died in an accident. Should we turn this off? I don't even know where it is.
Is that
that's my phone. I'm wanted. I have to call you back later. I'm on TV. Bye.
There. This is live.
I'm going to turn my phone off now. Actually, know who that was? That was my drummer calling, saying that he got to Los Angeles in one piece. Well, anyway, since there was nothing in the New York Times, I just thought that this was so outrageous that not only did it happen, but then it happened and nobody was even talking about it. And I just wanted to write a song to see if we could do anything that it doesn't happen again. And I also wanted to write a song to comfort all of my friends that were all terribly upset about the incident. So this is called When Evening Falls, which is also the title of my new, it became the title song of the record, and it's dedicated to Rachel. When evening falls by the ocean, when the sky and the earth have a tangerine glow, there's a silver warmth on the water. That's where I wanna go. We all travel alone to the gate of dawn. We all get called to the sky. The gentle hands of love make us weak, make us strong. We whisper, we shout, we sigh. So why can't we be brothers? Other. Why do we bring war and grief when we could all live in paradise if we'd open up our eyes, if we'd look around and realize that peace could come, that peace could come, that peace could come today. We're all looking for hope with the eyes of a child. We gather our loved ones around. We could learn to forgive, to let go of our pride. We lost and we'll all be found. So why can't we be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? Why do we hate each other? Why do we bring war and grief when we could all live in paradise, if we'd open up our eyes, if we'd look around and realize that peace could come, that peace could come, that peace could come today. the ocean when the sky and the earth have a tangerine glow. There's a silver rune on the water. That's where I wanna go. I didn't know she was so pretty.
But it H A happens A. It happened again. To they, to P, two people.
It happened again. I mean, it happens all the time over there. It happens all the time.
Yeah. And H U N hundreds of P A L S Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I know.
Do you L I live like live your D R dreams?
Yes, I do. I do live, you mean if I live my dreams?
Do you live your dreams?
I have to say I do. I do, and I'm incredibly fortunate that I can. Not that I ever felt like I have any choice. I'm kind of good at playing guitar. I'm not that great at other things. You know, and at telling stories and all of that. So I'm glad I found what seems to be my calling.
Like what? What are you not good at?
Like holding on to things. Like I lose everything. I'm kind of clumsy. I'm absent-minded.
H E Hey. You are A R. You're an artist.
I guess I am. I guess I am. I have that kind of mind that goes all over the place, and that comes easy to me. Sitting around all day playing guitar, which is what some people call practice, that comes easy to me. Other things don't come easy to me. But I am living my dream, because it was always my dream to be able to share my thoughts and to tell stories about what was going on and to investigate other people's stories. And I always wanted to be a musician. I always wanted to be an artist, and I ended up being one, and I have been now for many years. And it's a great gift, and it's a big blessing, and it's a lot of work, you know, of running around, and you know how it is. It's very, very... it's hard work, but it's wonderful because I love what I do. So it's not hard, actually.
And you see A came H. You came here. Yeah. Well, we we thought that said a lot about you and who you are, because I don't know. I mean, who are we? You don't know. You know, we're just like this internet station. You don't know anything about us. She, it, is, you, like, when, P, A, Paul, Pauline Oliveros was a lot like you in the way she just said, yeah. You know, and she could be snobby if she wanted to be, but she wasn't. That wasn't her inclination. And we thought the same with you. I mean, you could be snooty about, you know.
It's you not know. Really my style.
Right. But that's what that taught us.
Rock and roll guitar dad, yeah,
your enthusiasm and just like, yeah, you know, it sounds like fun.
But I really, really think it's a good thing that you're doing. You know, I read what your website said about freedom of expression and, you know, having an intellectual community and having a place where everybody can express what they think. I think it's more important today than ever. When I checked out your website, I mean, I knew you because you taped our show at the Noe Valley Ministry when I was there with the pretty guitars, and you called if we could tape again this Saturday when we were playing at the Noe Valley Ministry.
Yes.
I just want to invite everybody to come. Uh-huh. Saturday night. I've been on the road too long. I don't know where I'm going. What I'm doing. Saturday night at the Noe Valley Ministry, and you're going to film it again. And it's going to, it's going to be awesome to work with you again. And, I was, when you asked me to do an interview, we went to the website and I clicked on an interview. And I had just come from, Al Gore and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had just held a town hall meeting, the group ACT NOW, or MoveOn.org, all these groups together, on the occasion of that movie, The Day After Tomorrow.
Yes.
They took that occasion to raise people's awareness of what we're doing with our dependence on foreign oil, what these wars really are about, and how easily we could stop it, and how horrible it's going to be if we don't. How it's really fun. And I had just done that the week before, then I clicked on your website, and the first interview I clicked on was a young professor, an environmentalist there. And I
Ignacio
said, like, oh,
Chappelle.
Hello, I'm on the right address.
Who is actually coming back on Sunday.
Great.
He's coming back for a second time. He said, I don't know who's listening or who's watching, but I need it for me to be here and talk like we talk.
Right.
Yeah. So he's doing important stuff.
It's very important stuff. It's very important stuff. And, you know, I have so many friends that sit around depressed because they feel that we are going in the wrong direction and that we are losing our civil liberties. And, you know, the only thing that you can do is make sure that we'll get a President Kerry and that everybody gets out and votes for it. But we also have to sort of nourish our spirit and remember why we need to have a president, how we like to live and what we like to do, that we like to share our thoughts, that we like to tell our stories.
And you S use the F R freedom that we have.
Yes, absolutely. And use it and also have something positive to say, because there's so many horrible things going on right now. So all these young kids dying because we couldn't regulate the fuel efficiency in the cars. I mean, what kind of reason is that to die? You know, that's really the truth. If we had regulated that, we wouldn't need any of that oil. I mean, hell, bicycles are better. I mean, up here in those hills, I can see how maybe that would be a challenge. But man, I think it's good to have like a site and a place where we can just say what we really think.
But most people think they can not live their dreams.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know who told them that.
Yeah. S. I. C. Call. It. The. The combine. Frank's been calling it the combine for a long time. He got the word out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the Ken Kesey book. Mm-hmm. And the one character that's played by Jack Nicholson in the movie,
right.
He talks about there's this combine that's kind of everybody's connected, and if they do something they're not supposed to do, they get this charge. And so Frank said there is a combine, and everybody knows, it's not like maybe like actual wires, but when you do something that they don't want you to do, you kind of get the message, and everybody, and so, he's saying that people, need to kind of like lift the veil off of their heads and see that that's what's going on, and that they don't have to behave with those limits.
That they do not. See, and some people, I think I was fortunate because I could never fit in. It never worked.
Us either. Me. Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
I never was very successful in anything that I was supposed to do. It's like somehow I almost made it, and then bam, it didn't. It just didn't. Thank God, it didn't work. And I've spent some time being unhappy about that. And then I increasingly got very happy about it because I started seeing how when you try to fit in like something, what is that, a square peg into a round hole is not going to work. A round peg into a square hole, whatever, whichever way it is. It isn't going to work. You have to just sort of find out who you are because, that's what it is. And you have to live with that. And I feel that, that story with the monkeys, all the monkeys learned how to make, to turn the stone, or to use a tool on one island. And when the 100th monkey learned it, on the next island, everybody figured out how to do it too.
Yes.
I think it's like that.
That is how S-A, how, that is how A-R, art, E, affects change. That is how art affects change. That the artist doing what they do is the thing that that 100th monkey, that it changes everything by the artist doing what they do.
I never thought of it that way, but maybe that I can see how that would work, how that would be the thing that, because there is a certain energy when we perform and when.
Yes. Yes, we always feel that about the work. We do performance stuff and music and stuff, but we always feel that the vibe that we're putting out is like just going out there.
Right.
And it's literally changing things, even though it's like how many people are in the audience.
No,
it's not about that. It's about just doing it, and that's what changes everything.
I experience music like that also when I go hear other people perform. Mm. I just feel transformed.
Mm. Yes.
After I can think a different way. I can see them do it, and I say like, "Oh, I see. There is another way of doing this. Mm-hmm. There's another way I can feel today."
Yes.
I may come to the concert feeling one way, and I walk out completely different. I mean, music has always been a solace to me.
Yes. L, A, last. S. You and last Sunday, we H A, we had a P, a punk band on the show. Yeah, who, like punk heavy metal, who D R drove all the way from Orange County just for the gig.
Awesome.
We had no idea they were coming from Orange County. We thought they were local. Like that K, that kind of commitment is how M, how to see change things. People living their lives like that with that kind of commitment.
Right.
Yeah. I asked them why, what they want to be when they grow up.
What did they say?
They said that they would, to be able to play music and, you know, and have, you know, be in places and sing and have people there and singing along with them, knowing their songs, and that's what they would like to be.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. Very good plan. Yeah,
they all have day jobs, but they said this is what they would really like. They are not in L. They are not in it for the money. No. No, they seem like they had a passion for what they were doing.
It's funny, you know, I recorded for a friend of mine, played on his record in Texas, and the studio, the guy that owned the studio was telling a story while we were recording, and I thought it was so great what he said. He said, people always asked him, how do you make money? And he said, we don't make money here, we make music. I thought, like, that's what I'm going to remember when people ask me that. Yes. How do you make money as a musician? I said, I don't make money, I make music.
Yes. Some time I want to jam with you.
What do you play?
He plays the piano.
Oh.
And he does vocalizing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Can maybe the and the next time you're in this area.
Great.
Try to. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. What is a G R O V groove? What is a groove?
What's a groove?
Yeah.
You want to know what a groove is? Well, the word means a lot of things. I mean, it means a groove means like a dent in the road. It's a dent in the road, but a groove, the way we talk about it, is a rhythmic feeling. A groove is very important to me. I sometimes just think that it is the most important thing. Of all the elements in music, there's harmony and melody and rhythm, and I think the right combination of all of that is a groove. It's like a rhythm that you play, but a groove is also something you say, like, what was that movie? Somebody got her groove back. It's like the Angela got her groove back, or Angela Bassett played the girl. Somebody else got her groove back. Whoever she was in that movie. A groove is, it's a feeling. It's a feeling it's a rhythm. It can be not just the rhythm of a song, it can be the rhythm of your life. It can be the rhythm of how things flow into each other, how you get up in the morning and you have your coffee. Your coffee is excellent, by the way. And the groove of a song, it's the rhythm plays. That's what I think a groove is. Last I checked, that's what it was.
L. A. Lay. J. Lay I. Laying. D. Down. The. Laying down the groove. Laying down the groove.
Would you like me to?
Would you like her to lay down the groove? Yes.
Well, the thing with the groove is it's kind of an intangible thing. It's like one of those things when you think you got them, you don't.
Yes.
All these beautiful flowers you have are giving me an allergy.
Oh, they're actually
actually not real.
No, I mean the ones outside. I was walking around Berkeley and I saw all these flowering things. And
this is allergy capital.
So maybe I'll try to play a groove. Let me see. This is a groove I wrote with my friend Shane Theriault, who plays with the Neville Brothers, who actually are some the ambassadors of groove. If the groove were a country, those would be the ambassadors of that country. If it keeps going, then it's a groove. It's just something you feel. I'm driving in my car. I drive real slow down the avenue. I listen to a blues guitar on the radio. It don't matter where I'm going. It don't matter where I've been. I know I will always find myself on the outside looking in. 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 I see everybody hustling. I see everybody running. I wonder where. I'm just not willing to lie and cheat just to get me there. If that's the price of belonging, the price of fitting in, I'd rather stay where I've always been. On the outside looking in. 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 So that will be a groove.
L O W Lowdown.
My love is like a river. It flows and flows. My love is like whiskey. I can soothe your soul. Just don't try to hold me hostage. Don't try to cage me in. I'm fine where I have always been. On the outside looking in. 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 A groove is something that you kind of can't stop.
My J A, my jams. L A, last over an hour. For that reason.
Yay! Yep.
Do you F I N do you find that M O most M musicians can not R E A really J jam
no most musicians can really jam most musicians can really jam
yeah
I think most of them really can most of the ones I've met really can yeah. That's why they're kind of my favorite people
yeah.
That's kind of what we do, jamming. Yeah. I mean, it's called many names, but really what we're doing is jamming.
Yes.
You disagree?
We've run into musicians that have a hard time jamming. The lack of structure makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, for classical musicians, it's kind of hard because they used to read.
Yes.
So when they have nothing to read.
B. And they don't L-I listen to each other. We've had that experience too.
In a different way they listen to each other. Not in terms of what they play. They're used to playing in unison. And so it's a different way. It's a whole different world. You know, it's a, they listen to the conductor and then to each other. And I mean, they do listen to each other, but not not in terms of improvising. Improvising is really like something that jazz and rock have brought back into the Western music. We used to do a whole lot more of it, but the composers took over. The composer said, like, enough of this. What's happening to my pieces? So it's just in the last 50 years it's sort of come back into our music.
I get A N E U. Frank, when he does his jams, he gets a new group of musicians each time, or a new combination, and then we just perform for that one night. There's no, like, rehearsals or anything. And so that's when you just never know what it's going to be like. You don't know which instruments are going to be played.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. Fun. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
In jazz, that's done a lot. Jazz musicians are... I mean, that's what's hip about it. That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
It's like a language, just like a conversation that you have.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
F. O. Following. The. M. U. Music. Where. Ever. It. Wherever it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's 8:30. It's 8:30. Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me, Frank. Yeah.
Will you see? Oh, come back.
I will.
Yes. And four, two. And for 2 hours?
Yes, I will.
An hour goes like this.
I know, it goes quickly.
Yeah,
it goes quickly.
We, H, J, We just are getting in the groove.
Yeah.
S C see her at Noe Valley on Saturday. See Lini on Saturday in San Francisco at the Noe Valley Ministry. And you can go to their website, noevalleyministry.com, and get the info. And also, you can listen to you on KPFA now.
Right.
At 9 p.m.
Right.
Yes.
At 10 p.m. 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m. on KPFA.
I think we are going to be on the air at 10.
Okay. Okay. And that's 94.1 or on the internet, kpfa.org, I think. Yeah. Okay. LeniStern.com.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Your player's gonna stop, hit play again.